Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. One of the issues that we see in the movement of the Mahdaviyat among some of the personalities who consider themselves the awaiters is the issue of hastiness, as opposed to what we should be dealing with in hastening the reappearance of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. We know that one of the proverbs or idioms in English that we say is haste makes waste. So in this situation as well, hastiness implies there is a waste of energy, and that energy comes from the nervousness or the fear or the waiting for something to or trying to bring on something to happen before its time has come. You know, like for example, picking dollars from a tree when they're green before they're done. Some of the characteristics of these personalities that go towards hastiness is dim-wittedness, shortness of temper, and these actually come from a lack of education, knowledge about the living Imam, about Islam, and a lack of true consciousness and awareness, because traditionalism, as opposed to education and knowledge, is holding them back. In the true Mahdaviyat movement, a person naturally, truly, internally realizes, feels, and acts towards progressing towards the reappearance of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. He makes preparation towards the living Imam, and because he is making preparation, he knows that he needs the tools, the knowledge, in order to change certain things in himself and society, fighting against oppression, against falsehood, etc. So this kind of person is so busy internally progressing that he doesn't actually have time. In fact, he doesn't want to be hasty to hasten the reappearance, because he's busy hastening the reappearance. The difference between the two personalities, the two individuals, and the characteristics of the two individuals is that one is not very grounded. He's not steadfast, and he doesn't continue along the same path. He sometimes goes forward, sometimes stays back. He gets he loses his patience. But on the other hand, the one who's trying to hasten the reappearance, as opposed to the hastiness, he's steadfast and grounded. He has patience, and he knows that the time of the Imam has its time. And this requires resignation to the will of Allah, as opposed to the nervousness of, for example, oh God, please hasten it, why aren't you bringing the Imam? But he's peaceful and calm and internally and externally actively working to hasten the reappearance of the government of the living Imam. This kind of individual is going to be ready with his sword in his hand, whatever that sword may imply, whether it's knowledge or whether it's also the physical sword. Abdurrahman ibn Kathir says the following: I was before Imam Sadiq alayhi salam when Mahram came in saying, may I be sacrificed for you? Tell me, when will the reappearance take place? O Mahram, those who fix time for the appearance are liars. Those who make haste will face destruction, and those who resign themselves to the will of God will attain deliverance. So, don't get hasty, but get busy hastening the reappearance of the living Imam by armoring yourself with knowledge and du'as. May Allah hasten Imam's reappearance. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.